Good morning. Yes. Yes. Thank you so much for hanging out. It's 7:08. Today we got a high of 82, low of 65. Honestly, a absolutely beautiful day today. Right now, still a little brisk to start. It's about 61.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, Seth Rogen let House Speaker Paul Ryan know he's not a fan. And honestly, the most brutal way possible. On The Late Show Friday night, Seth said he was at a summit on brain health organized by Mitt Romney when two teenage boys approached him for a photo. But then their dad came up to get in on the pic, and it was Paul Ryan. So Seth refused and told Ryan, quote, "I hate what you're doing to the country at this moment, and I count the days till you no longer have one iota of the power that you currently have." Seth said he was glad he refused the photo, but he feels bad for the kids since it wasn't their fault. But he added, quote, "They should probably learn that if they like a movie or song, the person who made it that probably doesn't like their dad that much." No, unless they're watching like Roseanne reruns or something like that. Yeah, like I said, I'll give him credit for staying true to what he believes, but I do feel kind of bad for the kids. I mean, I wouldn't want anyone to do that to my dad, whether they liked him or not, but everyone loves my dad, so that's not really an issue. But, he's being true to himself and what he believes, so that's good. But also, maybe just sack it up, take the picture for the kids. Don't embarrass, them in front. That's just kind of where I'm at. It has nothing politically to do with it. Believe what you want to believe. Have the political. But, those kids, they probably look up to their dad and stuff he does, and then you just kind of pwn them right in front of them. I don't know. I probably would have just taken the picture. That's just take the picture, move on, whatever. There are plenty of scientists and engineers working nonstop to make robots more human. I don't know why. I don't know why we're trying to make robots more human. Humans are humans. Robots are robots. That's it. You know why? Because eventually, if we make them too human-like, they're going to kill us all. I feel like I got to do a story about this every single day. And no one's learning. Anyway, here's a rundown. In some ways, robots have already become more human. They can create art. They can show empathy. They can run and leap. Now, they can dance and even ski. Yeah, they have dancing and skiing robots. They show emotions. They can be tourist guides. They can drive cars. They can cook. They can play music. They've even made a robot that can assemble IKEA furniture. Okay, that last one actually sounds pretty awesome, because if you've ever spent a Sunday assembling IKEA furniture, you know exactly how horrible and just soul-crushing it can be. But here's the problem. This robot's going to assemble the IKEA furniture, and then it's going to kill you with it. Don't ask me how a robot is going to kill you with an end table with some weird Swedish name, but it's going to do it. It's going to do it. It'll find a way. I don't want to be murdered by a robot who's using a Swedish-named end table to kill me, all right? Anyway, well, just in time for summer, a company has developed and maybe perfected the vodka freezer pop. Slim Chillers Vodka Martini Skinny Freezers. That's the name. Clock in at only 100 calories, and they got flavors like apple teeny and lemon drop. Maybe not a bad way to cool down on a hot summer's day. Now, here's the thing, though. Here's my take on it as a man. All right, it's already kind of girly drinking an apple teeny or a lemon drop. All right, you're already kind of chicken it up drinking that. But now you've made it phallic-shaped, so you want me to suck on this thing? You want me to suck on this lemon drop? Maybe it's not for me, all right? But, hey, I tell you what. If sitting by the pool, deep-throating one of these boozy pops sounds appealing to you, by all means, go for it. I'm not here to judge. It's not for me. It's not for me. But if you want to just go ham on that, by all means, do it. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it? The more-